And welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today as we'll be joining my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful message that's entitled, Sins IOUs Paid in Full. Truly, we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt He did not owe. The debt for our sins, God's broken law, that passed on to us the penalty of death, and Jesus paid it in our place. I'll be back at the close of today's program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Sins IOUs Paid in Full.
Satan thought it was a cruel cross of a curse. But the cross wasn't a curse for me, and the cross wasn't a curse for the thousands, yea, millions of saints that have received Jesus as Savior. It's the blessing, it's the place, it's the fount of salvation and eternal life. Because there is where the price is paid. Jesus offers himself while his body is hanging on the cross. Sinless, spotless, and without blemish, like the Lamb under the Old Testament. The Lord releases his spirit. He steps out and puts on his high priest robes, and he offers up the price to God. For we weren't redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious life, the blood that ran out of his side. And there he took and nailed our statement of debt, the handwriting of ordinances contained in commandments that was contrary to us and against us. He nailed it on the cross, and the blood, the life ran out of his hands and his fingers and his heads and ran down over that debt and washed it away. Hallelujah! And the glorious Son of God took his finger of eternity and wrote on that debt, paid in full. I call all of the IOUs in, and it's paid in full. And he offered that sacrifice, for Hebrews the 9th chapter said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who offered himself through the eternal spirit, purge your conscience from dead works, works that bring death, to serve the living God. He offered himself without spot, without wrinkle, and that blood cleansed our conscience, cleansed our souls, for he has redeemed us with his own blood out of every kindred, nation, tongue, and tribe, and has made us kings and priests with our God, and we shall reign upon the earth and with him forever and ever and ever. And he led them, all the righteous, into eternity and presented them to Almighty God. And then he went on a journey. He descended into the lower parts of the earth in the Hades house. Said he descended into hell, but the Greek word is Hades. And Hades has a house. And Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, the gates of hell, and here again is the word Hades, not Gehenna, hellfire. But the gates of Hades' house shall not prevail against the church. And he descended into the lower parts of the earth, where the death angel had the authority over death. Because before Jesus came and paid the price, even though you were righteous, you couldn't go into God's presence. You had to go into Hades' house, called Abraham's bosom, where Lazarus died, and in Abraham's bosom he lifted up his eyes. Huh? The rich man lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, but he wasn't in the presence of the Lord because Satan had the power of death. Hebrews 2:14 said all the Old Testament saints were all their lifetime living in fear because of him that had the power of death, Satan. But on that sacrificial day when Jesus offered himself, he went on a journey. He descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he went down there to Hades' house, and on the gates of hell he ripped the gates off the hinges. He nailed the receipt of his reconciling debt on the gatepost. He went up to the death angels, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and out of the other hand he took the IOUs. By that time Isaiah spotted him and said, "Rise and shine, for thy light has come." And Job jumped up and said, "I told you my Redeemer liveth, and I see him for my own self in this day." In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, Paul said, "And he descended into the lower parts of the earth, and then he ascended, and on the way up, he stopped and gave gifts to the church, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And then he ascended on high, leading captivity captivated, because he captivated those captive souls in Hades' house with his love and mercy and grace. And they followed him. He led them into the presence of Almighty God. And he stopped into the Holy of Holies, not made with hands, with his high priest robes on, with his own blood. He speaketh the mercy seat in heaven, and thereby God obtained eternal salvation for us. Amen. He said to the Father, "Here's the IOUs, paid in full. It is finished." Hebrews 2:14 said all the Old Testament saints were all their lifetime living in fear because of him that had the power of death, Satan. But on that sacrificial day when Jesus offered himself, he went on a journey. He descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he went down there to Hades' house, and on the gates of hell he ripped the gates off the hinges. He nailed the receipt of his reconciling debt on the gatepost. He went up to the death angels, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And out of the other hand, he took the IOUs. By that time, Isaiah spotted him and said, "Rise and shine, for thy light has come." And Job jumped up and said, "I told you my Redeemer liveth, and I see him for my own self in this day." In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, Paul said, "And he descended into the lower parts of the earth, and then he ascended, and on the way up, he stopped and gave gifts to the church, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And then he ascended on high, leading captivity captivated, because he captivated those captive souls in Hades' house with his love and mercy and grace." And they followed him. He led them into the presence of Almighty God, and he stopped into the Holy of Holies, not made with hands, with his high priest robes on, with his own blood. He speaketh the mercy seat in heaven, and thereby God obtained eternal salvation for us. Amen. He said to the Father, "Here's the IOUs, paid in full. It is finished." And in the Greek, the third person is he, she, or it. And I like to translate it in the masculine third person. He is finished. How many say amen? Satan is finished. He no more can be the slave master over these saints unless they let him. Hey, we're redeemed. Nothing else has to be done. The price is paid. That's the last thing Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. And he stepped out and put his high priest robes on and offered himself without spot or blemish as a lamb verily or truly slain from the foundation of the world. And the Father smelled a sweet-smelling savor, a sacrifice acceptable. And he turned his way, his face of anger and retribution, and he turned towards us with smiles and love, hallelujah, and salvation and victory. It is finished. It is done. You don't have to try to do anything. You can't add anything to it. It's been paid. Satan is finished. Because it said in that same Colossians, the second chapter, and he spoiled principalities and powers by the cross. When he nailed our IOUs on the cross, and when his blood, his life, washed the debt away, he went to the demonic powers, principalities and powers and satanic forces that overlorded us and kept us into bondage. The word said he spoiled. The Greek word means he stripped them. He stripped them like you strip a soldier and run him out of the army. Did you ever see what they did to a soldier when they'd run him out? They literally tear his uniform apart and strip him of his power. Jesus stripped all the demons, all the principalities, all the powers, all of satanic forces. Yea, even the general Satan himself, he stripped him of the power to hold mankind, for the power was the IOUs, and they were paid for.
Praise the Lord, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Sins, IOUs, paid in full. Truly we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. We were guilty. He was the just. We were the unjust. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to pay the debt of our sins. The Bible says in Romans the 5th chapter, by one man's offense, sin came into the world. Sin was passed on to every man, and death by sin. That one man was Adam. And through his rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, he passed sin and the penalty of death down to all his posterity. But Jesus came and he paid that debt. By one man's obedience, Jesus Christ, the debt was paid in full. Because he nailed to the tree the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, the accusations that proved our guilt and made us punishable, but he blotted it out with his blood, and then he triumphed openly, spoiling Satan and stripping him of any legal right to bring against us the consequences and the penalties for our sins, and he stamped it in his own blood. The IOUs are paid in full. This message is available to you on both audio and CD, and we would like to send it to you if you request it, and send a love gift of at least $10 to help us with the radio ministry. And ask for offer number 187T if you want it on audio tape, 187CD if you want it on CD. That's Sins IOUs paid in full. Offer 187T for the tape, 187CD for the CD. Please send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.